Now, obviously, the more substitutes you've got, that's more of a problem for the company because it's harder to put up your price because customers can just go elsewhere. So what I thought I'd do here is just tell you there's actually three kinds of substitute. First one, direct. Second one, indirect. And third one, monetary. Okay. So a direct substitute is where the customer buys exactly the same product as yours, but from somebody else. So it's a direct substitution. An indirect substitution is where the customer buys a product from a different industry to satisfy the same need. So it might be that somebody wants to go spoil themselves, and so they're thinking of buying a car, but instead of buying your car, they go out on a worldwide cruise. Okay, so it's when the customer buys a product from a different industry to meet the same need. And finally, the monetary substitute is where different industries are competing for the same part of a customer's income. Okay, so it could be that that people put aside a certain amount of money for leisure activities. So they could be they decide they're going to spend 10% on leisure activities. That might be going to a gym, it might be going to a restaurant, it might be going to a hotel for an evening once a month, whatever it might be. So that would be a monetary substitute.